It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 5th, 2020. Today we're off to the kitchen for some tasty culinary delights as we savor this week's edition of Away with Words, or Why We Say What We Say When We Say It. Since just about everyone enjoys a good meal, and given that we spend a significant part of each day planning what to eat, preparing the meal, enjoying it, and cleaning up afterward, it should come as no surprise that our language is chock full of expressions that originated in the realm of food and drink. Here are just a few examples. It is sometimes said of one who does not perform a task to the required standard that he does not or cannot cut the mustard. There are a number of theories as to how this phrase originated, including the notion that it is a corruption of the military expression pass muster, meaning to pass an inspection. However, it is more likely that the phrase refers to the mustard plant. Mustard is a green that grows very close to the ground and has an especially tough and stringy stem. The plants also grow in dense clumps, making them difficult to gather. In the old days, farmers or housewives looking for some greens for a meal would have to bend low all day, or even work on their knees to harvest the stubborn plants. Once a person became too old or too weak to wrestle the obstinate weeds out of the ground, it was said that he couldn't or didn't cut the mustard anymore. The folksy phrase has been in common use in America since the 19th century. Some of us enjoy a slice or two of well-buttered toast with our breakfast each morning, but during many celebrations we raise our glasses and drink a toast in honor of an honored individual or some happy event. Does that kind of toast actually have anything to do with bread? Well, yes, as it turns out. Let's go all the way back to the 12th century, when the quality of the wine in merry old England was fickle at best. In order to mask some of its sharp, acidic tanginess, a chunk of spice-toasted bread was put in the wine jug, or small pieces of the fragrant bread were put into individual goblets. By the 17th century, the quality of the wine had improved, but the phrase "propose a toast" had become fixed as the practice of lifting a glass in honor of someone emerged. And since it was often a lady who was so honored, she became a metaphor for the delightful addition to the wine discovered centuries before. Finally, it's out of the wine cellar and back to the kitchen as we consider the phrase "gone to pot," meaning ruined or no longer of any use. In the 16th century, before refrigeration existed, meat did not last nearly as long as it does today, and after only a couple of days it would harden and become inedible. Such meat on the verge of spoiling would be chopped up into small bits and tossed into a pot with some vegetables and some savory herbs to make a stew. Meat used this way was said to have gone to pot. The first recorded use of the expression is by the English author William Tyndale in 1530. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 5th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.